on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. You're with Paul McIntyre.
Have you ever given much thought as to how you ended up in your chosen profession? Maybe you trained at a university after years and years of study, or perhaps you did work experience somewhere in year 10 or maybe year 12 and made such an impression that you stayed there for decades. Sometimes, life being what it is, you end up in a job you never thought you'd attempt, and if you're really lucky, you might even have enjoyed it. Regine Cohen was born in Yorkshire and migrated to Devonport when she was all of 4 years old. With a love of sports, Regine became a personal trainer, but in time started to focus on classes for seniors. Regine, I'm curious, do you have any memories of your 4 years growing up in Yorkshire?
No. I knew you was going to ask me this one. Would you believe, and I was trying to think about that today, the only thing I have is a memory is because we stayed at, pretty sure it was the hotel motel on the shore there in East Devonport, and the first memory I have is of a pink toast holder at the motel.
A pink toast holder?
Yeah, you know where you put the toast in?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I remember. I can't remember anything past beyond that.
Do you know roughly when that might have been?
That was when we came over in 1965. Yeah, so I was four.
1965. Well, there you go. I was thinking you would have been a child of the 70s myself.
No.
As mentioned, you developed a love of sports from a very early age. What was the first sport that you kind of became addicted to?
Oh, gosh, let me think. Oh, dear. At school, I could never run properly, but I didn't realise at the stage why. But at school, I didn't like netball. I liked things that had bats, hockey, softball.
Was totem tennis a thing back in the
60s or 70s? We had that in the backyard, totem tennis. We used to play that a lot.
That was great, totem tennis.
It was great fun, yeah. Especially when you've got an older brother who used to smash it at you.
Yes. I think I used to play in the backyard with my mum. She wasn't too bad at smashing it at me. She was very gentle most of the time. So when you went to school and were thinking about what you'd like to do as a career, was going into, I don't know, be it professional sport or physical training, was it something that at that stage had ever entered your mind?
No, that was much later. Believe it or not, when I was at school, I wanted to be a ballerina. It's probably what every little girl wanted back then. But living in the country didn't sort of lead to any kind of classes, so that wasn't really on the agenda. But I was born with, flat feet. And my mum used to refer to me as her fairy elephant.
Oh, that's a bit rough.
So basically I'm running around the house going thump, 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 thump. Yeah, so I remember her fondly saying, you know, you're like a herd of fairy elephants. So, yeah, ballerina was never really on the the scope there, but
on the agenda.
Yeah.
at least she put in fairy. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, that's right. I did end up with ballerina curtains and cut out books, and I kind of had to just be content with that.
When you realised that, okay, maybe being a ballerina isn't perhaps something that I'm going to end up doing, what did you kind of turn your attention to as work?
As work?
Yeah.
Basically, when I finished school, I went to Secretarial College, and which I thought was pretty neat back then. And I worked in business for, many years. Yeah.
What kind of business?
HR, office management, that type of thing, yeah.
Was it something that you were particularly interested in, or was it something that kind of came up and you fell into?
Yeah, no, it came up. It's as you left school, you went to a college back then it was kind of the secretarial college, that sort of thing. And because I was actually good at it, which I was, it was fine to do that. And I liked that for many years. But even throughout the time that I was working in business, I still kept very active and still did my dance classes and my jazz ballet and played sports, table tennis, badminton. Yeah, went to the gym, that sort of thing, swam.
The totem tennis had disappeared by this stage.
Yeah, I was a bit old for total tennis by then.
You're listening to Evenings on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. My name's Paul McIntyre and my guest is Regine Cohen. And I'm talking to Regine about her career and how she ended up doing what she's doing. Regine, to that effect, when was it that you thought, okay, maybe the HR side of business, maybe this isn't for me, I'd like to do something a bit more physical? When did that occur to you?
Probably about 10 years ago. I'm thinking about 10 years ago I decided that I'd really had enough of the business corporation world.
What was it made you think that?
I don't know. I think it was time. You know how just sometimes you just wake up, you think it's time for a change. Yeah.
So this occurs to you. It's one thing to think, gee, I'd really like to do this. It's another thing altogether to actually do it.
Yes, I know.
How did you go about actually putting your desires into action?
Well, I started looking at doing like courses for personal training. I was actually looking at Pilates to start with, and because I really always liked the whole theory behind the Pilates with the core strengthening, the body strengthening. And it was at that stage for me, it was easier to go into personal training than go into the Pilates afterwards, which is what I've done.
What kind of training did you need to become a personal trainer?
Oh, I actually did the online training, which was really, really good, much, much easier than having to go, like, because I was still working when I was doing that. And so even though it was online, you still had to find clients, you still had to work with them, you still had to take them through the gym and all that sort of thing. You just basically worked away from the school structure, and you had a, what they call a coach working with you, like from a distance, but which kept in contact with you, and you sent all your work in to be assessed. Yeah, which wasn't always that easy either.
No, I can imagine. What were the most challenging aspects of it?
I actually failed, would you believe, not the personal training. I breezed through the personal training, but I actually failed my class trainings a few times because just things like you lead from the front facing my people. And I actually failed because they wanted you facing away from your people so that your back was to them. And
okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. So I had to do that a couple of times. And, that was really interesting because people tend to – well, I can't see people behind me, and I like to – especially with the senior people, I like to be watching them to correct them to make sure they're doing the right thing. So that was a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, yeah. It would seem almost counterintuitive.
Yeah, but see, when you sort of look at, though, if you go to like possibly an aerobics class or something, it's a little bit different because they do lead like that. So the instructor will be at the front facing away from you most of the time and you follow from behind. And I understand that. But with the classes that I was teaching, it was the other way around, you know. You sort of you need to be able to see what they're doing. So yeah, I did find that was a bit of a struggle.